there we go. Let's go. Yo, yo. Here we go. Let's go.
RuneScape Radio.
Here we go. Let's go. Yo, yo. Here we go. Let's go.
RuneScape Radio.
Hello, and welcome to RuneScape Radio, the podcast all about RuneScape. Today is January 2nd, 2007. It's the new year. This is Gimgak, your host, and Zekron's not here today, but he'll be here next week, hopefully. And today we got a bunch of stuff to start out with for the new year. Sorry I haven't had an episode in a little while, I took a little break, so I should have a good flow of episodes out from now on. Today we've got a bunch of updates, including the December behind the scenes. We've got a mining guide that I whipped up for you. We got our place of the week and monster of the week, like usual. And y'all sent me some good emails this week, so let's get started.
Happy New Year 2007.
Okay, we've had a lot of updates since my last episode, so I'm just going to cover as many of them as I can. The first one since last time is the new quest, Eagle's Peak, which is a quest based on the new hunter skill. Well, it's not that new anymore, but you started at Ardung Zoo by talking to Charlie the zookeeper. And requirements for it is level 27 hunter, and you need swamp tar, yellow dye, and 50 gold for it. And you may want to have teleport runes for Varrok and Ardung to make it a little bit faster. The rewards include 2 quest points, 2,500 hunter experience, the ability to catch rabbits and ferrets, and the ability to ride the eagles at Eagle's Peak. So I don't think it's that long of a quest, so you might want to try that out if you haven't yet. You just have to have level 27 hunter first. And then the retribution prayer is harder to dodge now. It's going to be harder to dodge when people use it. And then a new treasure chest came out. This is pretty cool. It's because the treasure chest really wasn't all that great before, but now there's some really awesome items that you can get, including elegant clothing, new versions of old amulets, Bob the Cat shirts, full helmets with heraldry on them, and one of the best things that came out is a third age set, which are this really cool armor. If you haven't checked these out in the on the website, you need to check them out because they're really cool and it's just worth the time. So go check them out. And then the Sheeps and Spiders graphics have been updated. They look a lot better now, more realistic. And also the Gutanoth, the Ogre City, has had a graphics makeover, and so has the Watchtower. By Yano, all the wizards and the thing that they're guarding up there has been upgraded graphically. Another kind of cool, well, this is kind of an annoying update actually, probably to some of y'all, but the random event, the Rock Golem, you can't just hide behind rocks anymore, and now it can chunk rocks at you. It can attack melee and range, so you should watch out for that. Okay. Even more updates. Another quest came out called Animal Magnetism, and this one takes place. You started in Janor Manor by talking to Ava, And what you need for this is level 18 Slayer, level 19 Crafting, level 30 Range, level 35 Woodcutting, and you need to have completed the Restless Ghost quest, Ernest the Chicken, and Priest in Peril. Now, items you're going to need for this quest are the Ghost Beak Amulet, 20 Ecto Tokens, 5 Iron Bars, a Hammer, a Mithril Axe, Holy Symbol of Ceridomen, and Hard Leather. And the reward for this quest is 1k of crafting experience, 1k of fleshing experience, 1k of slayer experience, 2.5k of woodcutting experience, 1 quest point, and Ava's device. I don't know what that is because I haven't done the quest yet. I need to. And then Christmas Players Gallery came out. We got some Christmas related drawings and stuff, you can check that out. And then what most of y'all have probably already done is the Christmas update for this year, which is over by the Karamja Volcano. And you start this by talking to Shanty Claus, which is a sailor werewolf. He kind of looks like Santa Claus. He's dressed up the same. But you talk to him, and after a bunch of stuff he talks about, he'll tell you to like these monsters. I forgot the name of them, but they captured these children, and you have to go and you have to get some snow because it's snowing by the volcano, which is kind of weird. You get some snowballs, and all you do is go in the cave and you throw snowballs at these monsters. You throw it to throw like at them 3 times. One will make them like kind of cold. The second one will make them look a little bit colder, and the last one like freeze them, and then they shatter. And then you just pick up the shattered remains of them and take them back to the Shanty Claus and put them in the cages. And it's really easy. And the rewards you get for it is a reindeer hat with a nose, Rudolph nose. And if you remember, you get a Christmas tree to set up in your house. Some new area guides have also been released for Mauritania, the Caridian Desert, Feldup Hills, and Terranon, I can't pronounce that. T-I-R-A-N-N-W-N. Some new stuff in the quest helps came out, just to help you more with quests, if you need that or not. And then the behind the scenes for January came out just like yesterday, I think. Well, yeah, I would have had to. Some new things coming out this month are the Barbarian Assault, which is a new minigame. It's going to be a minigame based on combat and teamwork. And it looks kind of interesting. It looks like it could possibly be like Pest Control, where you're trying to take down an army of monsters. But this one's a little different. It says there's like you take on one of the four classes. You'll either be an attacker or a healer, or you'll operate cannons or lay traps or something. So it's kind of interesting. You need to do different things. If you're not that good in attacking, you could go heal or use cannons or whatever. So that's pretty interesting. That's out at the Barbarian Outpost. It's gonna be out there. And then a new quest is coming out this month called Contact. It takes place in Sophonim, the desert town. And it says you're going to need... It's a high-level combat quest, so it's going to involve probably fighting a lot of high-level monsters. Another quest that's coming out this month is the Cold War. I think that's the name of it. They didn't say exactly what the name of it would be, but I think it's called Cold War, and it looks like it involves penguins. This quest is going to take place north of Miscellanea into the Lunar Sea, and if you do it, it is a new agility course, and it says some funny animations. So that's interesting. Penguin based quest. And they're also going to be updating all the regular things, the knowledge base, area guides, players gallery, and postbag from the hedge. Tons of new those. And also something's going to be taking place in the Haunted Mine. There's going to be some updates around there. It's not a quest, but it'll be something to do. And they're also updating the graphics of the skeletons and zombies, which is going to be pretty cool because those guys need some graphic updates. And that's basically all the updates we've had since... that's all the updates. On to the rest of the show.
The penguins are coming.
I've got a mining guide for you guys this week, and I'm going to go over everything from what to mine with to where to mine, and I guess I'll start with the different kind of picks that you can use. You can use bronze and iron picks at level 1, steel picks at level 6, mithril picks at level 21, addy picks at 31, and rune picks at level 41 mining. You're usually gonna start out with a bronze, but you probably want to move up to iron as quick as you can, since you can use it anyway. But it's best to just get to rune as fast as you can, but just as you can. Then, I'll go over the different kind of ores you can mine. First off, all at level 1 is rune essence, clay, and copper and tin. You can mine all of those at level 1. But to mine rune essence, you first have to complete the quest that allows you to get to the rune essence. And then the other stuff is just stuff you can mine right away. You can mine blue-rite and limestone. Limestone is only for members. Both of those at level 10. And blue-rite is an ore used in the quest Knight's Sword, and I think one other quest too. Then you can mine iron at level 15. You can mine elemental ore and silver ore at 20. And elemental ore is for members only, and it's used in the elemental workshop quests. Then you can mine coal at level 30. And members can mine pure essence at level 30. And coal is a really important ore because you have to use it to make a lot of bars. You have to use it to make steel bars, myth bars, adamant bars, and rune bars. Then at level 35, members can mine sandstone. At level 40, you can mine gold. At level 45, members can mine granite. At level 55, you can mine mithril. At level 70, you can mine adamant. And at level 85, you can mine runite ore. I guess I'll go over a lot of the places that you can mine. They just added this mining spot recently in the kind of guide update they did to Lumbridge, but south of Lumbridge and Lumbridge Swamp, there's a little mine with 5 copper and 5 tin, with a mining guide there too. That might be the place you want to start out. And then just right to the west of that, on the left hand side of the Lumbridge Swamp, is another mine that has 2 adamant ores, 5 mithril, and 7 coal. This one's not that close to a bank, but it's pretty decent mining. Then one of the next and most important mines you'll probably mine at starting out is the mine south of Varrock, on your way up to it from Lumbridge. Here, it's like a big pit, and they have 9 copper, 6 tin ore, so 6 tin rocks, and 4 iron rocks. This is an important mine for noobs and in free worlds. Then, on the other corner of Varrock, on the left bottom corner of Varrock, there's a little mine that has 3 iron, 3 silver, 8 tin, and 3 clay. This is a good place to get silver and clay from Varrock. And it's okay. It's pretty just as much as close to a bank as the other one is, the other Varrock mine. Then over north of Remington, there is a big pit mine. It has 2 gold, 6 iron, 2 tin, 2 clay, and 5 copper rocks in it. It's not, the nearest bank is all the way up in Falador, but it's okay. It's an okay mine to go to when there's nobody there. Then I guess I'll just go over all these other mines that are out there, in case you want to know about them. North of the lava maze, up in the wilderness, is the Runite mine. It's got only got 2 Runite ores. That's like one of the few places, and it might be the only one, I'm not sure. I think it might be one of the spots where you can mine rune way up there. It's hard to get to because there's probably PKers hanging out. You usually hang out there. Then north of Edgeville, next to the end of the river, and by the Air Obelisk, and also in the wilderness, is a mine with 3 coal and 2 iron. Then northwest of Edgeville is the Skeleton Mine, which has 34 coal in it, but it has a bunch of skeletons walking around in it. So you can, it's pretty close to the Edgeville Bank if you want to go up there. But you have to make sure you can defend yourself from those skeletons. Then on Crandor Island, there's a bunch of mines. They have a bunch of, on North Crandor Island, there's 2 mines, and with those combined, there's 7 coal, 1 mithril, and 3 gold. And then on the southern part of Crandor Island, there are 2 more mines, and there's 3 coal, 3 adamant, and 7 mithril down there. So that's a pretty decent place to go. Then in the Crafting Guild, there's also a mine in the Lofenston area, and there's 7 gold, 6 silver, and 6 clay. It's probably the best place to go to mine gold or silver. There's a mine in the center of Barbarian Village that has 4 coal, 5 tin, a decent mine. Then, northeast of the bandit camp, way up in the wilderness, there's a huge mine, but it's nowhere near bank. But what's in this mine is 31 coal, 19 mithril, 16 iron, and 7 adamant. That's a ton of stuff. But there's no bank nearby, and it's in the wilderness, so it's kind of hard, unless you've got a mining pier or something like that. Then in Alcarad, there is a pit full of scorpions that you can mine in. It's up in the upper part of the free-to-play desert area. In it, there's a bunch of stuff. There's 3 coal, 5 silver, 2 mithril, 9 iron, 2 adamant, 3 copper, 2 gold, and 1 tin. So it's basically your stop-and-shop place to mine. It's got almost everything. Okay, those were all the free-to-play mining spots. Now for members. There is a limestone mine southwest of Arendar that has 18 limestone rocks. South of the bandit camp in the desert, there is a mine that has 28 granite, 32 sandstone, 4 coal, and 4 clay and 2 coal. Then southwest of Brimhaven, there is a mine with 5 gold. Right next to East Ardoon, there is, right like to the side of it, there's a little mine with 13 coal and 11 iron. I think there's some bears around there, but that's an okay mine. It's pretty close to a bank, I think. I should probably try that mine out sometime. But it's right around the pathway that comes out of the East Ardoon market. Then south of Ardoon, there is, right in front of the little chapel church, there is 4 coal and 11 iron. It's a big iron mine. It like surrounds the pathway up that way. Then west of Falador, like across the broken wall, there is mine. That's pretty close to the Falador Bank on that side, on the western side of Falador. But it has 6 tin, 2 copper, 3 iron, and 2 coal. Outside of the Keldegrim entrance, there is a mine with 2 mithril and 9 iron. I don't think it's anywhere near a bank, but it's up there in the mountains. Then west of Leita, of Isifadar, there is a small mine, and it has 3 adamantite ores in it. west of the Mage Arena, near the Pirate's House, way up in the wilderness, there is a small mine with 1 iron, 4 mithril, 1 adamant, and 3 coal. That could be a decent mine, considering the Mage Arena is right next to it, and that is a bank in it. And then, southwest of Narda, there's a small mine with 5 gold in it. On Port Khazard, there is a mine on the northern part of the port that has 2 mithril, 2 tin, and 2 copper. It's a small mine. And then, the Khazard mine is a really good one. That's where I'm mining at right now. Well, it's not that great, but it has 9 iron, 2 mithril, 4 clay, 2 copper, 7 tin, and 1 coal. It's a good place to mine iron, since the Yanil Bank is just like directly south of it, just like a 20-second walk to get there. And it also has 2 mithril there, so you can pick up mithril every time you go there. Then, north of Relica, or actually it's in Relica, there is a small mine with 4 clay, 7 coal, 3 silver. And northwest of the ruins of Uzur in the Caridian Desert, there's a small mine with 7 clay, just a clay mine. In Shiloh Village, Karamja, there's a small mine with 1 iron, 2 mithril, 2 adamant, 1 coal, and 1 silver. That mine was outside of Shiloh Village. This one's inside Shiloh Village, or northwest of it. It has 7 gem. Oh yeah, this the gem mine. 7 gem rocks. When you mine it, it'll give you gems. And then, south of West Ardoon, there's a little lava area with, druids. I think there's Zamorakian druids, but there's a small mine up there with 3 copper. Not much. Then there's the Grand Tree Mine, which is underneath the Grand Tree in the Gnome Stronghold, and it has 9 clay, 8 iron, 4 silver, 11 coal, 4 gold, 4 mithril, and 3 adamant. The nearest bank to this one is just the one right up in the tree, so it's pretty decent. Then there's also the Coal Trucks, which is a coal mine, where you can use the coal trucks to send it back over right next to the Sears Village Bank. And then there are some mines in Keldegrim City that you can check out. Keldegrim has like 3 mines in it, or maybe it's 4, I forgot. No, there's 4 mines in Keldegrim. There's one that has, one has iron rocks, another one has tin rocks, and then there's one that has coal rocks in it, which is fairly close to a mining shop. I don't know that much about the Keldegrim mining spots, but it's probably a good idea to go check those out if you haven't yet. And then there's also the Dwarven Mines, which have a lot of rocks in them. Almost nearly everything. Oh yeah, and the Mining Guild, which is like your one place to go for coal. It has 34 coal in it and 5 mithril. And then, the Dwarven Mine has 5 clay in it, 11 tin, 7 copper, 12 iron, 8 coal, 2 gold, 2 mithril, and 3 adamantite. Most of this in the Dwarven Mine is in the one main area with all the scorpions. If you can remember that, where that was when I went over it in my Dwarven Mine area guide. If you start mining, the best thing to do would probably be to mine at the mine that's south of Varrock, the big pit one. That's a popular mine to start out at. You just mine copper and stuff there. They mine iron there. And then after, you mine iron there for a while until you mine coal. And then you can kind of mess around with other mines if you want to. If you're a member, I would head over to Yanil and mine at the Khazard mine and keep going back there. That's a great iron mine if you want to go over there. But after you, well, after you get up to coal, you're probably gonna stay in the mining guild. And just mine coal until you can mine mithril and adamant and rune. And you're gonna have to keep mining coal so you can smith those, if you do smith, but it doesn't really matter. Okay, that's pretty much my mining guide. Dang, it's long. Okay. On to the rest of the podcast.
I have been programmed to mine.
Okay, I hope I didn't bore you guys too much with that mining guide. It kind of did drone on after a while, but I was trying to get all the information in. Okay, time for the place of the week. And this week's place of the week is the Khazard area. This includes the fight arena and Port Khazard. First of all, there's the fight arena area, which up in the top left corner of this area is where you start the fight arena quest. And then there's the fight arena consists of the fight arena in the middle, and then a bunch of buildings around the sides, all surrounding it. That there's down in the bottom left corner, there's a bar, and then there's a house with like an oven in it, or a range, or whatever you call it. And then there's a couple houses with water sources in them, and all throughout these houses and the fight arena area are level 23 Khazard guards. They're probably decent for training on, but you have to be maybe level 30 or 20-something, 27. To the east of this is Port Khazard, which has two general stores in it. And the general stores sell supplies for the Trawler minigame, which is also over here. This includes rope, flour buckets, and swamp tar, I think. And then it also has one building with two or three anvils in it, I think. Two buildings with ranges in them. And then, also over here, next to one of the general stores, there is a tree, and right next to it are two plank spawns next to this one tree, if you want to get free planks. And then there's, on the northern part of the Khazard, Port Khazard, there is a small mine that has some myth and tin in it. It has like one or two myth, I said it in the mining guide. The mining guide. And then on the southern part, there's a little peninsula that has two copper and one myth on it. And then there's the Trawler minigame, which is a fishing minigame where you go on a boat and you have to like worry about repairing the boat and stuff. That's where the rope, flour, bucket, and tar, swamp tar comes in handy. It's a decent mini game, but it probably would be more fun with multiple people. I don't know, because I've only done it by myself. And then on the south, that's also the place where you can go underwater for the, Recipe for Disaster quest. So that you can go, underwater over there, which is neat, how you go underwater. And then on the southern port, there's a charter boat over there, and there's this neat little antique shop where there's this guy who will like give you money for if you have like rusty swords where that you used to be able to find them in drawers and stuff, but I don't think they let you do that anymore. You could go over there, and he would, like, tell you if it's an antique or not. And I think he gives you money for it, but I'm sure it's not anything that great. I'm not sure. But I think if you have rusty swords and you give it to him, it might be worth your time. That's basically all. But also, right in between both of these, on the southern part, there is the Porcazard Mine. And I already talked about this in the mining guide, but it has, just to remind you, it has 7 iron, 1 coal, 2 myth, some copper and tin. And it's really good to mine at because it has the Anno Bank right south of it. So if you want to try that out, like, go try it out. And that's basically the Khazard area. The Khazard area, the whole area is located north of Yanil or south of Ardoon, if you want to go to it. And now it's time for the monster of the week. Since we've been talking about mining so much, this monster of the week is one that likes to mine a lot. It's the dwarf. Yay! The dwarf is usually level 10. You can usually find it at level 10. This dwarf is non-member and members. You can find it in the dwarven, outside the dwarven mines, and in the dwarven mines. And it's a level 10. It has 16 health. And some drops that it has is gold, just small amounts of gold, like 30 or less. It always drops bones. It can drop bronze battle axe or iron battle axe, bronze medium helm, nature runes and chaos runes, copper ore, iron ore, bronze bar, hammer, coal, tin, bronze pickaxe, pickaxe handle, iron pickaxe head, and uncut gems. And then some member drops are rune javelins and half key and shield left half. And that's basically the dwarven guy. The I don't know if they're any good. I mean, if you're a noob, free-to-play person, they'd probably be okay to train on. But I don't know, you can decide that. Okay.
You are always no more.
For this week, emails. You guys sent me a bunch of emails this week and some questions, so I had to actually look up some answers. It's kind of harder than just reading shout outs. Okay, first email is from Lamarck100. He says, "Hi, it's me again. I'm sorry for messing up the email last time. I was in a hurry to go to school. I was going to ask where to train for range and where to train for defense. I mainly need to know where to train for range. I have 70 range, and I have about 4 mil to spend on range. I need to know what I should buy and where I should train. I would also like to give a shout out to my friend Squishy0001. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I am no ranging expert at all. If you've looked up in the high scores, my ranging sucks. It's like 35 or something. But the best place I could possibly come up with is down in Taverly Dungeon. When you get to like the blue dragons and the black demons down there, there's a lot of spots where you can go behind and hide. I don't know if that would be any good, but you could try that. Because I saw somebody ranging a black demon one time, They got it to come like towards the blue dragon area, but it couldn't get through, and they hid behind the wall, and then they ranged it out there, so that may be a decent place, but I'm really not that great of a ranger. But as what to buy, you would probably want to just get the black, save up for, so you have 70 range right now. Save up for the best dragon hide that you can get, which would be black dragon, which you can use at level 70. Unless you're a non-member, then I guess you just stay, you would have to use green. But, yeah, get black, and then as for bow, you probably want to use a magic bow. Probably short, maybe long, I don't know. And then you're asked where to train for defense. I don't know, just wherever you've trained. If you train your other skills, just train there, but on defense, I guess. I don't know what level your defense is, so I can't really help you out there. But thanks for the email. Sorry I couldn't really help that much with it. I need to do my research. Okay, next email, which is from David the Conqueror. He says, I really need to help making a tank. Here are my stats, and then he lists the stats. Well, tank, I actually looked this up on, like, Wikipedia or something. It says a tank that is a player who absorbs the damage, like, while other players do damage to that, to the enemies. So, it looks like your player has really low defense, only 26. If tank is what I think it is, then I would say train your defense higher, because you're supposed to be able to absorb the damage, and you can't with like 26 defense. You do have good attack and strength, but unless you're going for a pure of some sort, which I guess you're not, because your defense is already pretty high. But I don't know, I'm no expert on tanks either, but it looks like you need to train your defense. Everything else looks pretty good. Just mage and range don't really matter. Okay. Next email. Oops. Which is from, who's it from? Ink. From Marco Giuliano. I don't know. It says, Dear Gimgak, I really like your podcast and wanted to ask you what level you have to be in the clan, because I want to join, and if I am too low level, then I will train. You don't have to read it. Well, yeah. The level doesn't matter. And URO, the clan, I'm going to talk about this in a second, but it's no longer up anymore. So that just, that doesn't matter anymore. But my clan, if I have one, I'm not really going to have level requirements. It's just going to be a fun clan that everybody can join. Okay, next email. Okay, this is from Robin Hood. He says, Hey, Robin Hood here. I got a question. If I get the Freaky Forester, do I get to choose to get what I want from his clothes? Or do I have to get everything and then I get the hat? If this is like, I've never gotten the Freaky Forester. It's like the one random event I haven't gotten. But if it's like any other random event, then you're just going to randomly get it. Most likely not the hat first. So you just have to get the random event more than once to get everything or what you want. I'm pretty sure you don't choose, because you don't really choose any other random events. And then, on to the next email. Okay, this email is from Grease122. It says, Hi, this is Grease122, NedVarb23, and Jake671111's friend. My defense level is 29, and I'm wondering where you think the best place for me to train is for now. Also, I'm wondering how you get Kevit clothes because my friend has some and he told me you need fur, but he didn't know anything else. Please respond. First of all, you want to know where to train your defense? Defense is 29. Well, I don't know what any of your other skill, your like overall combat or attack or anything is, but if they're close to 29, then I would say the best place might be the Ice Cavern south of Port Sarum, because in there they have level 29 pirates and level 33 hobgoblins. They may be too high, but if your other skills are higher than your defense, then that would be okay. But if your defense is a lot lower than your other skills, then I would just train it on whatever you have been training on for like attack and strength. But if it's around 29, then the pirates would probably be the best way to go, because they are level 29. That's down the ice cave south of Port Sarum. It's also a handy place to train because it has a fishing spot right outside it. Okay, thank you for that email. Next. Oh, this email's about fishing. This is from Hobbit Goth. He says, my question to you is, do you know of any good fishing hotspots? If you do, what item should I use to catch fish? Well, depending on if you're a member or a non-member. If you're a member, the best places to fish are going to be either Catherby or the Fishing Guild, if you've not had enough fishing. But Catherby is the best all-around fishing place. It's got a bank right next to it and plenty of fishing spots. If you're not a member, then non-member worlds, there is the Karamja dock over by the banana field. You can pot there for lobsters, and also harpoon, I think. And then in Barbarian Village, there's a fly fishing spot, and also a riverbait spot. That's the nearest bank to that is the Edgeville Bank. And then south of Lumbridge is the noob fishing spot. There's probably a fishing guide down there if you want to try that out. And then there's south of Drainer Village Bank, there's a fishing spot. It's near that bank. I've never been there, but it looks like a decent spot. And then net or rod and bait, either one of those works. Just depends on which spot you're at. I didn't write down the specific things that you do at each of these fishing spots, so you'll have to go check them out. But, I mean, most of them are either a net or net for most. You want to bring a net with you for most of the sea ones. But, rod and, I don't know. Just have both of them with you to whatever fishing spot you go to. And then also that spot by the ice cavern is a decent fishing spot if you're training there at the same time. Okay, thank you for the email. And last email is from Nicholas Belmont, also known as DingFries189. He says, "Hey Gimgek, I want to know where you got those songs you play on each section of your episodes. The background music I use on my podcast is all from Overclocked Remix. Well, not all of it. Some of the songs are not. But most of it is from Overclocked Remix, which is a video game remix community, and it is awesome. You can get to it by going to www.ocremix.org, and if you check my show notes, you can, it has links to all of the songs. You just click on the link, and then there's the little tabs, and you click on download, and you right click and save the song. But they also have torrents if you want to download huge amounts of the remixes. But this site is awesome. It's got an awesome community. So if any of y'all like video game music or video games in general, go sign up in the forums or just go download their music because it rocks. That's Overclocked Remix. And then I think that's all my emails. Yep. In my show notes, I guess I'll give you my contact info now. Oh wait, first, I have some shoutouts that I'm supposed to give. The first one is to T-Bone 543 and SSS Derek, Scott, Scotty 3, Wolfie Gang 248, and Go Bulldog 73. All of you guys are cool. I know I talked to some of y'all on RuneScape today, Wolfie Gang 248 and Go Bulldogs. So all of you guys are cool. Then, yeah, my contact info, you can check out my show notes, which I've actually started to update. I was kind of lazy before. At rsradio.blogspot.com. You can email me your questions, and please, I'm only going to put questions on the show from now on, and good questions, not dumb questions, to some of you out there. Anything else, email to me. I still like y'all's emails that are just compliments and stuff. That's good, but that's not going to go on the show. If you want something on the show, either tell me that you want it on the show, or make sure it's a good question about RuneScape or something related to RuneScape. I already gave you my contact info. You can also continue to email me your questions at rs.radio@hotmail.com, and my show notes are at rsradio.blogspot.com. And something else I also want to tell y'all is URO is down now. It's just gone, but Zekron's still going to be co-host. So I started up my own forums, and you can access these forums by going to my blog, rsradio.blogspot.com, and there's a link in the sidebar that says RSR Forums. Please go there, sign up, and start posting, because I'm going to post information about the clan. You can join the clan there, you can just chat with friends, and I will also post, we're going to start having RSR events in RuneScape, playing mini games and having meetups and stuff. So you want to make sure you sign up for that so you can get that information. All you do is register. All you have to do is set up a username, a password, and give us your email. It's just a check thing. We're not going to send you spam or anything. Let's see. I think that's everything. I don't know if any of y'all care about this, but I've started to see RuneScape a lot more in the real world community. There have been I was at Walmart the other day, and they have this RuneScape book guide for noobs. But I thought that was kind of cool. And just today, I saw this article about RuneScape in the newspaper. So RuneScape's still growing. The community is, so that's good. Okay, that's all of my episode for today. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Gimgek out.